For some Americans, the economy has been so bad it's enough to make them sick. But has it been severe enough for some Americans to take their own lives? Some researchers right here in this building say studies could suggest just that.
This trend is particularly alarming.
Aging after 40 isn't always a graceful transition for some. And it could be deadly. A recent study shows that suicide rates for middle-aged people are edging up, particularly for white men without college degrees.
Typically what occurs is that suicide rates are high within adolescent years as well as older-aged individuals. So we're very concerned that middle-aged men, particularly Caucasian individuals, are at higher risk for this trend currently.
After a period of decline, suicide rates climbed since 1988 for males aged 40 to 59 years and since 1999 for females aged 40 to 59 years.
The unemployment rate is much higher than it has been in previous history. Also, the rate of bankruptcies have also increased in the last couple of years as well, which significantly places stresses on their livelihood.
Researchers compiled data from the National Center for Health Statistics and analyzed it by age group, marital status, education, and other factors. They studied the period before the most recent economic crisis. They say it's no coincidence that unemployment rates in the U.S. rose between 2000 and 2003, at the same time that middle-aged suicide rates increased rapidly.
Not only is there economic harm from the loss of work, but we also see, you know, family stress, individual stress, and, you know, psychological stress and depression.
Economists and psychologists say they're watching this issue closely as fears of a double dip recession loom. And if there's no ring on the finger, the news gets worse for men. Studies show that middle-aged unmarried men are 3.5 times more likely to commit suicide than middle-aged married men. For Press TV, Colin Campbell, Washington.